You know, at one point in the week leading up to this first of three trials, it appeared that Hawaii News Now investigative reporter Lynn Kawano would be called in as a witness in the trial, a move that Kawano described as an effort to keep her from covering the case. In the end, she was crossed off that list, but the incident got us curious about what happens when members of the media get tangled up in the criminal justice system. Jeffrey Portnoy is a First Amendment attorney and University of Hawaii regent. He spoke with HPR's Ryan Finnerty about how journalists are or aren't protected from judicial action.
Well, there's no statute and there's no guidelines. There are some court decisions that make it very clear that a reporter, even if one could establish they have a qualified privilege not to have to testify on certain matters, for example, unpublished material or the identity of sources, the opposite is equally true, which is a reporter who witnesses a crime is required to testify as to what he or she has witnessed. So if they are a witness to a criminal act, they have no protection. If they are reporting on a crime, they may very well have certain protections.
And where do those protections stem from? What are some of the relevant cases?
Some states have shield laws. We used to have one in Hawaii, but due to the wisdom, quote unquote, of our legislature, they allowed it to expire. So we have no shield law. All we have is case law that is established by various courts around the country, federal and state courts. So in Hawaii, it's a little bit unclear because we don't have the shield law anymore that articulates by statute when and under what circumstances a reporter can be compelled or not compelled to testify. So we've had some case law over the years, and there's what's called a three-part test. But essentially, a reporter can be potentially compelled to testify if the party seeking that testimony essentially has exhausted all other opportunities and methods to get that testimony, and it is absolutely critical to the case. But it also depends on whether it's grand jury, whether it's criminal, or whether it's civil, because the reporter has more protections in civil than they do in criminal, and in criminal protections than they do in grand jury.
Now, what about a case where a reporter has been working with a confidential source, and they're called as a witness and asked to name that source?
Yeah. Again, this is going to depend on the whim of a judge, but it's really very factually dependent. I'm sure the reporter will fight it strenuously and will argue that they have a privilege not to disclose a confidential source. And I'm sure a prosecutor or a defense lawyer will argue that there is no such privilege anymore in Hawaii. And that under the circumstances, again, that they can't get the information anywhere else and that it's critical to the case. So it's really up to the decision of the judge as to whether they would order the reporter to reveal the name of the sources. I will tell you, 99% of reporters will not reveal the name of a source unless absolutely forced to. Some even go to prison rather than reveal the name of a source.
And that's what was going to be my next question. What are the potential consequences of not revealing a source or failing to comply?
Well, it depends on the situation. If it's a defamation case, for example, then the court can find that you had no source, which essentially means you're going to lose the case and lose a lot of money. If it's a criminal case, the sanction is they could hold the reporter in contempt. And then if the reporter continues to refuse to testify, they can either try to get the court to stay the contempt to allow an appeal, or they can put the reporter in jail.
And, Jeff, how about a case where there are confidential documents involved, maybe even something that's classified?
Yeah, same thing. Well, you get into classified, that's a whole other situation as to whether there's national security. I assume we weren't talking about that kind of thing, classified national security documents. That's a whole other situation.
I've read in past cases that generally, as long as the reporter doesn't come by the confidential documents by illicit means, basically if they're given anonymously to that reporter, then that person is not usually held liable for their release. Is that a uniform?
No, well, that's a different story. Now you're talking about what's in the documents and whether the reporter has participated in a crime. Yes, it's true that if a reporter is not complicit in how he or she gets the documents, then they clearly cannot be indicted for a crime. But if they have encouraged someone to steal documents or to go into a computer, then they don't have that protection. If they're innocent recipients, then they're not going to be subject to a penalty for how they got the documents, but they still could be subject to a contempt for not revealing it under certain circumstances.
And you mentioned a shield law earlier. Could you elaborate a little bit more on what that is and what protections
it? It's a statutory scheme that outlines legislative provisions as to when and under what circumstances a journalist, and then you have to define who the journalist is because statutes have lots of different definitions, but will set out when and under what circumstances a reporter has an absolute privilege, a statutory privilege, just like lawyer and client or doctor and patient, not to reveal a source. So it doesn't leave it up to the discretion of a judge other than interpreting whether the reporter falls within one of the statutory exemptions to being forced to testify. We had a wonderful shield law, one of the most journalistic-friendly shield laws in the country. And because there were a couple of legislators who were unhappy with stories written about them, they made sure that the bill died, it sunsetted, and they would not renew it. And so it's very unfortunate. There are still 30-plus states that have some kind of statutory privilege for reporters. We are not one of them.
Are there any high-profile instances in case law or that you've come across, a reporter or a journalist getting into hot water in this sort of way?
Well, yeah. I mean, the last one that I've been about was a long time ago, but Jerry Cotto was going to go to prison in a libel case when we refused and he refused to reveal a source. And the judge was going to send him to prison. And right before he was going to prison, the source decided to come out. But he would have been in prison for a long time because he was never going to reveal. We have been very successful. I have been very successful in working with prosecutors and civil and criminal lawyers in getting almost every attempt to force a reporter to testify resolved without it happening, by threatening to put this into 3 years of litigation, by pointing out what the three-part test is about you haven't exhausted other sources, haven't exhausted other methods of finding out the information. It's not absolutely critical to the case. And we've won three or four of these in court. But, you have a case like Kealoha. These cases come across very rarely, and reporters can find themselves right smack in the middle.
Jeff, thanks very much for your time. I really appreciate it.
All right. Hope I answered all your questions.
That was Jeff Portnoy, a First Amendment attorney and a member of the University of Hawaii Board of Regents. He has represented several local news outlets, including Hawaii Public Radio, in past legal action.